This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House prosecutors have ended their case against former President Donald Trump, putting the blame for last month's deadly Capitol riot squarely on the then president. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
For 2 days, prosecutors said Trump spent months riling up backers with claims that the election was stolen, then summoned them to Washington and ordered them to fight like hell.
He said it. And they did it.
House impeachment manager Jonah Goose and fellow prosecutors said the rioters who ransacked the Capitol say they acted on what they saw as a direct order from the commander-in-chief, mounting a deadly attack to what prosecutor Ted Lieu called the president's glee.
President Trump did not once condemn the attack.
Trump's lawyers are expected to take less than a day to present their case, and the ex-president is likely to be acquitted, with several Republicans saying the Democrats' case did not sway them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One of former President Donald Trump's lawyers is calling the presentation by the House impeachment managers offensive. David Schoen told reporters on Thursday that Democrats were making a movie and had yet to tie the January 6th siege at the U.S. Capitol to the former president.
I think they're making a movie, you know. They haven't in any way tied it to Donald Trump. And I think it's offensive, quite frankly, and it's in the fitness of the healing process to continue to show the tragedy that happened here. Donald Trump is condemned. And it, I think, cares with the American people.
Trump's legal team is expected to begin presenting its opening arguments on Friday. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials off slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ higher. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The European Union and the World Health Organization on Thursday said they would spend 40 million euros over 3 years to ensure better access to COVID vaccines in former Soviet republics. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluger, told a virtual news briefing on Thursday that Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine will benefit from the initiative, which focuses on readiness, information campaigns, supplies, and health worker training.
At this point, the overwhelming majority of European countries remain vulnerable. Right now, it's a thin line between the hope of a vaccine and a false sense of security.
Kluger said while the variant was of particular concern, it was not yet widespread in the region, but needs to be monitored carefully.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The number of Americans filing for unemployment fell slightly last week, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While first-time claims for jobless benefits were down at 793,000, they remain evidence job cuts remain high. The Labor Department report also revised its numbers from a week ago upward, now showing 812,000 applied for benefits. Before coronavirus infections erupted in the U.S. last March, weekly applications for jobless aid had never topped 700,000, even during the Great Recession. Nearly 10 million jobs remain lost to the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Lucasfilm says actor and former mixed martial artist Gina Carano is no longer part of the cast of The Mandalorian. AP's Margie Zaralletta explains.
Lucasfilm says in a statement it has no current or future plans to employ Gina Carano, who plays former rebel soldier Cara Dune. The statement says Carano's social media posts have been abhorrent and unacceptable. Carano compared people with different political views to Jews during the Holocaust. She said the government had made their neighbors hate them for being Jews before Nazi soldiers rounded them up. Although Carano deleted the post, it was widely circulated online with the hashtag #FireGinaCarano trending. She has previously mocked gender pronouns and mask wearing during the pandemic and alleged voter fraud during the 2020 election. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
A British judge has ruled that a newspaper invaded the Duchess of Sussex's privacy by publishing a personal letter to her estranged father. High Court Judge Mark Warby ruled that the publisher had misused the Duchess's private information. He said the Duchess had a reasonable expectation that the contents of the letter would remain private. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.